This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief show as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. All right, listen, folks, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. We've talked about returns. Like Kyrie Irving, the future returns of Derrick Henry and Klay Thompson. And then also, we've talked about some meltdowns. We've talked about some players who have lost their cool. Why? Because it's Wednesday night. It's moving into Thursday morning. I always give you a new top six list. And tonight, no different. I gave you a top six list of athletes who at certain points in time, or one point in time, have lost their cool. Thank you to producer Susumu, and thank you to everybody listening all across North America. I got the phone lines open right now, 855-212-4CBS. This is a list that stands out to me. This is a personal list. Someone called and said, well, how did you not have Myles Garrett cracking, you know, Rudolph? That I'll never forget that. And I'm like, I'll never forget it either, but it ain't on my list. So, to give you my list, at number six, it's Antonio Brown taking off his damn clothes and leaving from this past Sunday. And by now, we've also heard that Antonio Brown has released a statement and said the Bucks are lying. This is like a soap opera. The world will go on. At number five, I gave you Luis Suarez. If you're not familiar with Luis Suarez, understand he's been one of the top international football players over the past decade, but he also has a habit of biting the opposition. Yes, like a cannibal, biting them. Okay, at number four, I gave you John McEnroe, Wimbledon, 1981. Yes, you absolutely have to be serious. Conor McGregor. I have Conor McGregor at number three on my list. Losing his you-know-what all of the time, whether it's a broken leg and talking trash about someone's wife or just throwing a dolly into a bus after a press conference. It sounds rather normal, right? And then at number two, I gave you Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson lost it because he took a chunk out of Evander Holyfield's ear in 1997 and decided to spit it out. And then decided to try to bite off the other ear. And then number one on my list of an athlete who lost his cool is an athlete who went into the stands, followed by other athletes who then decided to beat the living hell out of the fans. It's number one. It's Ron Artest. A matter of fact, I want you to hear what the malice at the palace sounded like. Ben Wallace and Ron Artest needed to be separated. Ben Wallace is kind of ticked off at this point. Ron Artest lays down on the scorer's table, and Mike Breen had the call on ESPN. Listen.
The problem is, if Wallace is ejected, I'm not sure, he'd have to walk past the Pacer bench to go. Now Artest has jumped over the scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench. Artest is in the stands. Oh, this is awful. Fans are getting involved. Steven Jackson's in the fans. Rasheed Wallace going into the stands. The security trying to somehow restore order. Fans and players are going at it, and the players trying to help each other out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see too much more of that. And we know Ron Artest, he eventually got traded to the Kings and ultimately won a championship with the Lakers. And, I've had my share of interactions with Ron Artest. He is a very, very good dude. He's a very nice guy. Queens product has always been cool and smooth every time I've met him. So you really got to push the guy, and he got pushed, and he went out there to deliver an ass-whooping. So did Steven Jackson and Jermaine O'Neal. And Ron Artest lost about $5 million in that instance. So I have the phone lines open, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about athletes. I'm not talking about coaches. This would be Bobby Knight 6-1 if we wanted to talk about coaches. And so it's all about the athletes who have lost their cool, whether it's a George Brett or it's a Serena Williams. It's time to hear from you. Who and what instance stands out to you? Danny, he's calling up from Toronto, Canada. Danny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing? First off,
very well.
Happy New Year. I hope 2022 brings you the best for success, happiness, and excellent health.
Thank you. To you, too. What's up?
Okay, you were talking about fun, anything with athletes involved. Let's go back to the 70s with Mike Milbury, former Bruins defenseman. When he jumped into the stands, if you recall, and took off a fan's shoe and lay a whooping on this guy.
Yeah, that took place, what was that, Long Island or Manhattan, New York City? Was that the Rangers or the Islanders?
No, not sure. It was before my time, but all I remember is seeing him go up in the stands and all kinds of hell broke loose. That was against,
I'm looking at it right now, that was against the New York Rangers. And so I guess that was an early iteration of Boston fans and New Yorkers getting into it. And I know after the fact they ended up putting the ice up. You mentioned that instance. I can remember, I don't want to say 30 years ago, but maybe around 20-plus years ago, Ty Domi was sitting in the penalty box. And I remember, like, the fan was taunting him, and then he was squirting water at him, and then they were kind of going.
Ty squirted water right back at him,
yeah.
And in return you heard Harry Neal go up, "Watch the lawsuit, Ty, watch the lawsuit," because the glass
broke.
The fan fell on top of the glass, and
Ty
was like,
"Ass whooped." Yeah.
Yeah, no, he didn't get his ass beat, but let's just say Ty could have whooped him some, but chose not to.
Didn't they fight when he fell over? They got into it a little bit.
I can't even remember if they did. I just remember him falling in. I just remember him falling over.
Right.
And I got one more.
Yeah. Please, okay. Quickly.
Buffalo Sabres, fan tried to go to the penalty box. Rob Ray yanked him over and started pounding him, punch several times over his head.
Yeah, that's normal. Well, hey, by the way, I'm looking at Ty Domi. They had to pull him off of whooping that fan's ass. He threw a couple of haymakers in here. It sounds like you are an aficionado of players beating the living hell out of fans. But that one, yeah, Ty Domi, was able to get a couple of hits in. They had to move him out of there. Danny, thank you so much for calling up from Toronto, man.
Cheers. Take care.
You as well. Let's go to Steve. He's calling from Houston, Texas. Steve, you are on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, Steve he's busy. Sounds like he's running NASA. He got five phones and things are beeping. Let's go to Jerry. He's calling up from Washington, D.C. Jerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Happy New Year, man. Great to hear from you again. It's been a minute. The same season that Kermit Washington knocked out Rudy T, the same season Kareem Abdul-Jabbar drops Kent Benson for throwing an elbow to the gut. and broke his hand. And not only that, the Johnny Carson show, I'm old school. Johnny Carson made a joke about Muhammad Ali signing a contract to fight the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, I'm actually recalling the one thing that I remember, and I remember the imagery. I didn't see that game, but I remember the imagery of Kareem kind of walking away and then coming back and just punching him in the gut. I remember that. That I've seen quite a few times.
Yeah, and Ken Benson was never the same. I don't think he stayed in the NBA that long after that.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me too much. Hey, Jerry.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, too. Bye.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's when NBA players they used to fight. You want to talk about mild-mannered? Hakeem Olajuwon is also on the list of one of the nicest human – forget athletes. Hakeem Olajuwon is one of the nicest human beings I've ever been around. And I remember young Hakeem. I don't remember who the hell it was. He was unhappy with somebody. He slapped the living hell out of him. It's like everybody has a limit. Everybody. Alan, calling from Toronto, Canada. We're talking about athletes who just lost their cool. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
To quote Allen Iverson, Latrell Sprewell, we talk in practice, man, not a game, practice. And he, December the 4th, 1997, he attacked P.J. Carlissimo because Carlissimo told him to put some mustard on his passes. And then he got dressed, came out again, and he attacked his coach again. Twice he attacked him, and he had to be pulled away from his tirade by teammates. And he had a good career. He helped the Knicks go to the finals in the strike short 98-99 season. I guess Patrick Ewing must have been a good influence on him because he was a model citizen then.
Yeah,
but then,
well,
he went to Minnesota,
Alan.
$21 million contract that he rejected.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, he went bankrupt.
Sheesh.
He strangled a 21-year-old girl on the yacht. And
oh, my God.
He had to foreclose on his yacht. So
Alan.
Really lost it.
Alan.
Yes?
Do you take a breath?
Sure, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. You just...
Sometimes I get a little wild because I can't stand the guy. So.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, well, no, you were saying that maybe Patrick Ewing was a good influence on Latrell Sprewell. By the time Latrell Sprewell actually got to the Knicks, Patrick Ewing was basically broken. A lot of people don't know this, but Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston, they were ready for Patrick Ewing to kind of pack up his bags and disappear. And so Latrell Sprewell being out of the West Coast certainly helped him. But, yeah, he choked the living hell out of P.J. Carlissimo. And this sounds crazy. I'm going to say this about this man as well because I've been around him too. Latrell Sprewell is a nice guy. I know there's been some wild things about him having to feed his family, and he left $21 million on the table with the Wolves, and he choked out P.J. Carlissimo. Hey, the half a day that I've been around Latrell, he was a nice guy. Maybe he choked people when I left him, but he was an okay guy that day. Alan, thank you so much for calling from Toronto.
Yeah, always great talking to you. Thanks.
All the time, no doubt. Man, I was just like, Alan, just Alan, slow down. Alan, just chill. Alan, relax. Alan, take it easy. Yeah, that's a good one. That's not one that came to mind. How many times has an athlete just kind of beat up his coach? Like, when does that happen? We hear all the time, athlete had to be held back and this and that, da-da-da-da-da. But when you actually get a hold of your coach, I guess that's special, I guess. Not for good reasons. Todd is calling up from Madison, Wisconsin. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, good morning, JR. Great show, great topic.
Thank you. What's
up? The previous caller stole my Latrell Sprewell, so I'll move on. The Bears-Packers games, of course, they always had their infighting with Nitschke and Butkus, but they played within the rules. How about the Ezra Johnson, I believe his name was Ezra Johnson, defender of the Packers, the play was completely over, and he walked up to Jim McMahon and slam dunked him like a rag doll to the turf.
You mean that suplex? Was that the Packers? He got suplexed. Like Jim McMahon was just standing there minding his business.
Right.
And he got suplexed like he was like Brock Lesnar or something like that.
You got it. And I believe McMahon was hurt or injured slightly after that play. I don't recall that either, but
yeah, I don't recall. I just know he got one of those WWF moves.
And that same player, Ether Johnson, was caught on the sidelines eating a hot dog during a Bart Starr coaching regime, which failed miserably with the Packers.
Who?
But,
who
yeah,
there
Ezra
was
Johnson.
Another. There was another athlete. I don't know if it was Alex Rodriguez or somebody. There's another famous. Well, maybe more famous. But there was another athlete who was just sitting there minding his business, eating a hot dog. I can't remember who it was, but it's not the best of visuals, I think, for a pro athlete in a game. But it's, hey, you got to eat, right? That's what happens. Hey, Todd, thank you so much for calling.
You got it, JR.
Cheers. Let's go out to San Diego and talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What athlete just absolutely lost his or her cool?
Oh, hey, nice to hear from you. Incidentally, that confrontation with Hakeem Olajuwon was with Mitch Kupchak. But,
He slapped him in the face, right? He just knocked the living hell out of him.
Exactly. Well, anyway, the incident that occurred, this was before internet, and it would have got a lot more attention if it was today. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants, I believe it was in 1965, Hall of Fame pitcher Juan Marichal was up to the plate. Sandy Koufax was pitching, and it got a little too close to Juan Marichal, so he was getting ready to go charge the mound with his baseball bat. He was coming after Sandy Koufax, and the catcher for the Dodgers was John Roseboro, and he tried to stop him from going over there. It turned out that Marichal turned around, and he hit him over the head with the baseball bat, and he did a number on him, and that was a pretty famous incident because the Dodgers and Giants, they were hated rivalries. What's kind of ironic, Juan Marichal and John Roseboro, they ended up becoming teammates, I believe, later on in their careers, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah, well, I wasn't alive to see that. I certainly remember the story, and we don't have as many fights well, that's not true. But when it comes down to bats and balls, et cetera, people kind of they chill out. Like we see more batters nowadays who decide to like throw their helmet People, at the end of the day, they want to be tough, but not everybody wants to fight. I remember Robin Ventura going out there to meet Nolan Ryan, and he basically met his maker. He met his fists, and he got his ass kicked. And, it's always nice, and this doesn't sound good. It's not for the kids, but it's always nice to see a good baseball fight. But when you start getting the bats involved and people want to start swinging masks, that's a little too much there. Joe, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, have a good night.
You as well. Let's go out to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Let's talk to Marcus. Marcus, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you, JR? First-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
Middle 90s when the retaliation took place with the Gary McCarty, Claude Lemieux over the Avalanche and the Red Wings and Hockey Town and all that took place for the brawl at Joe Louis Arena. That was pretty decent.
Well, fill us in. Give us the details. Was this the early 90s?
This was about the mid-90s because they won the cup in 97-98. So I would put it into the 95-96. And that's when Patrick Waugh got into it. And Osgood got into it with Patrick Waugh. They had that rivalry that took place that started a big war at Joe Louis and Hockey Town. And that carried on for many, many a years between those two teams. And it was a.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
It was over Draper. Claude
Lemieux. He broke every damn part of his face. Oh, that's
– Yeah.
Yeah, 1997. Yeah, he broke every – oh, damn.
They waited and waited until the following time, I think the following year, to get even and retaliate. The timing had to be perfect, of course, but that's when they finally got a piece and Darren McCarty got a hold of him and Patrick Waugh comes shooting out of his net and Ozzy and – the other goalie, and I forgot who was before Ozzy for Detroit. He played for the Flames, but he was Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, and that, these hockey players are not afraid to throw. They're not afraid to throw hands. It's
no, that was absolutely entertaining. And
yeah, well,
your choice with the Malice of the Palace. I'm from Detroit, and I was watching that game on TV for the Pistons. And your choice was spot on. I definitely agree with you. That was number
nationally, one. Nationally televised game. That's how I watched it. I was sitting there watching it on ESPN. So it's we've had our share. Thank you, Marcus, for calling from Ann Arbor. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about athletes who have lost their you-know-what in the course of a game, in the course of competition. We've heard about Tonya Harding. We have talked about even Kareem and John McEnroe. Even some of the greats every now and then, they lose it. I'm going to take more of your calls before I have to roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't you lose your cool, damn it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I love wives. I love them. My wives love me. I love when they listen to the show. Shout-outs to everybody's wife. Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah, they're amazing. Like I said, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I gave you a new top six list for tonight. Athletes who lost their cool. Number one on my personal list, I told you Ron Artest lost his cool and got a lot of fans knocked out in the process. Well, I guess that's what happens when you have a beer thrown on you. And so I've taken your calls, 855-212-4CBS. I'm also looking at Twitter now. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Brother B tweets me. And he sends me an image, and it is Andre Johnson just beating the snot out of Courtland Finnegan. And Andre Johnson, most people have probably never even heard this man utter a word, but to think and remember the instance where he had enough and was just kind of laying it on to Courtland Finnegan speaks to how upset he was. Let's get back to more of your calls. If you can't call, you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. T, calling from Richmond, VA. T, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I'm going to take you back to 1997 to the Washington Redskins practice field when number 82 wide receiver Michael Westbrook was on top of running back number 48, Stephen Davis. It gave him about three good blows to the face. Now, Stephen Davis back, he's on the ground. Michael Westbrook is on top of him. Three of the cleanest punches you'll see, bloody face, $50,000 fine on Michael Westbrook. A lot of people don't remember that one. I remember it.
I remember of it. I also know that Washington, that they do camp in Richmond, Virginia. Were you actually there then?
No, they didn't have it back then. They didn't have it in Richmond back then. No, I won't. I was fresh out of high school, I think. Caught it on the news. I caught it on the news at ESPN.
Yeah, that's the local story right there. Well, T, thank you so much for calling up from VA, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, be safe and be cool out there. Let's go to Boca Raton, Florida. Let's talk to Grant. Grant, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, my man?
Very good.
I was I was going to go with, because we were talking about hockey before, with the Bertuzzi incident, but then I started remembering.
Well, that was dirt. Did he lose his cool, or is he just a dirty you-know-what?
I mean, that goes without saying. In the sport of hockey, it can be whatever, you know. But the
he clocked him in the – I remember that. He clocked him in the back of the head. He could have paralyzed that guy.
I know, 100%. And the one where someone lost their cool more than anything, and none of the incidents we've been talking about ever brought up actual legal ramifications, McSorley and Brashear.
Oh, what, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's
where he took the stick to the back of his head. That actually had legal ramifications for him.
Yeah, I think in the case of Bertuzzi, I don't know if there was criminal action. Well, there was, but I believe they pretty much settled on a civil side.
McSorley and Brashear had criminal intentions. He actually did get criminal charges.
Yeah. I guess that is losing your cool. I'm trying to figure out how you would describe that. Because it's one thing to say, I'm upset, I want to punch a guy. It's another thing to crack. But when you start getting into let me hire someone or let me get a stick or, so, you know, one of our callers mentioned Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. Like, that's criminality. That's a whole nother level. That's a good point, though, Grant. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, JR. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Doc is calling from D.C. Doc, go on ahead.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I just recalling the incident with Riddick Bowe and Andrew Gullotta when his manager rocked him and got in the ring and they started a whole riot going on in the ring.
They were mad about the low blows. I remember that.
Yes, sir.
That took place in I remember that New York City. They were
Madison Square Garden.
Yes, that also reminds me of the time that Mayweather was taking on, I forgot the, oh man,
Zab
I know.
Zab
yeah,
Judah.
Yeah, Zab out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then that also turned into a madhouse where everyone and their mother was welcome into the ring. It's, boxing can be real wild. I always tell people, boxing is like going to a carnival or a show.
Right.
A lot of times anything can go, man, but it's never good when you start getting fans in the camps into the ring or into the stands. It's always a bad situation.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Doc. Thank you so much. You be safe out there,
thanks
okay?
Thanks for taking my call, Jay. I appreciate you, man. You got a great
Thank you so much. Let's get Reggie in from Cleveland, Ohio. Reggie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, piggybacking on what you said, shout out to the wives, the good wives at least.
Not the bad wives. We're making a separation between the good husbands, the bad ones too. Go ahead, Reggie. Don't get in trouble.
Hey man, good show. I'm always up late. I should be asleep. Got to work in the morning. But I ain't hear nobody mention the Kobe Bryant and Chris Childs fight.
Oh, where Chris Childs and God rest Kobe Bryant. So. Where Chris Childs would have knocked the living hell out of Kobe, they had to. It's like, yo, you're not ready for Chris Childs, man. That's not what you want right there. You would have got a two piece. That's not what you want.
Pieces, man, with some biscuits.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a Sunday. That was a Sunday afternoon game between the Knicks.
Yeah, I used to watch it with my pops on NBA on NBC.
Yeah, that was a Sunday afternoon game. The Knicks and the Lakers and Chris Childs and Kobe got tussled up, and Kobe Bryant was not ready for the real fists that were flying his way. Thank you so much, Reggie. Appreciate you. Yeah, Chris Childs is he's been known to fly off the handle. Yeah, I need leave the NBA's golden child alone. Here our Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, but I'll tell you this much, man, I keep my cool, even if it comes up just a little bit. Oh, I'm cool. I keep my blood pressure. I keep it low, okay? I keep it cold, ice cold, all right? I do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm getting ready to roll out. But before I do that, I want to get more of your calls here on the board. I've been giving you a top six list of athletes who have lost their cool. And this was obviously inspired by Antonio Brown this past Sunday. And so I have a limited amount of time left here with you tonight. So I want to try to get on as many of your calls as possible. So the final calls that we have here, that's going to be it. So please be patient. Just to give you a recap, my list of athletes who have lost their cool. At number 6, I gave you Antonio Brown. At number 5, Luis Suarez. At number 4, John McEnroe. 3, Conor McGregor. 2, Mike Tyson. And at number 1, I gave you Ron Artest, the Malice at the Palace. Let's go ahead and get to more of your calls before I have to go. Let's go to Mike. He's calling up from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, happy New Year to you. Good to hear from you again. I'm going back to the pitcher, Pedro Martinez. I don't remember what led up to the situation, but he went after the 70-year-old Don Zimmer.
Yeah, I think I remember the image. It is ingrained in my brain. It's like, well, first of all, Don Zimmer, his old ass was out there, and he might have been older than 70. He was actually in the mix. I think that was an issue between Jorge Posada and Pedro, I believe. And I remember the benches cleared and everyone ended on the field. And Don Zimmer actually went towards Pedro. And Pedro kind of grabbed him to kind of just chill him out. And then in the process, he looked like he threw him to the floor, but it was an odd little ruffling there, but it wasn't the nicest image to see.
No, it wasn't. I used to like Pedro when he was a pitcher for the Dodgers. I think he was with the Red Sox at that time.
Yes, it was the Red Sox.
I could be mistaken, but yeah, I remember that, though.
Yep, that was absolutely with the Red Sox. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling from Albuquerque. Thank you.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt. Steve in Washington, D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm glad you're helping.
Me too.
Hey, yeah, do you remember the Kevin Gilbride-Buddy Ryan fight on the sideline 1993 when Buddy Ryan stole Kevin Gilbride in the face because he couldn't generate any offense? He was the offensive coordinator at the time with the Houston Oilers.
That was
hilarious, man.
We know the Ryan family. They pretty wild, and I know – Kevin Gilbride, he's still out here as a coordinator. Now, that's not necessarily players. That's like coach-on-coach violence, but I'm going to give you a pass.
Okay, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, bud.
No doubt. Derek is calling from Portland. Derek, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, enjoy the show.
Thank
you. A couple things real quick. The person eating the hot dog was Mark Sanchez at the play for the I was at that game.
Yeah, it was.
But the wildest brawl I ever seen, someone lost their total cool, was 1984, taking way back, was Pascal Perez, Braves against the Padres. He picked up a bat, and he was swinging at everybody that came at him. He was like a caged animal, man. They went at it 3 different times.
And
that was the last time. It was like 12 players got ejected.
The whole end of that game was basically a WWE Royal Rumble. they were going. Then they tried to hit him like all game.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. I mean, it was like 12 ejections, 3 different brawls. But his the last brawl when he grabbed that bat. I mean, you can YouTube it. It's hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious now.
Thankfully,
you didn't hit anyone.
I learned about that one specifically when I moved to Atlanta. That I learned about. That one I learned about, and I've seen that a couple of times. It's thank God we don't get too much of that anymore. Derek, thank you for calling, man. No doubt about it. Thank you. Let's go. Well, speaking of Georgia, let's talk to Doug. Doug, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Happy New Year, man.
To you as well. What's
up? Hey, how about Woody Hayes losing it with a Clemson player in a bowl game?
Well, he's a coach. Why? Because he beat up on a kid?
Yeah, but, you know, as long as it was a Clemson player, that's, you know.
Yeah, there's a player involved, so I get it. Yeah, he intercepted the pass, and then I remember. You know what I'll never understand? And at least when Woody Hayes tried it, it looked like he was trying to get his throat. It didn't look like he was just punching him in the helmet. Every now and then, you know, we get football players that get mad and they want to punch each other in the helmet, bare-fisted. At least Woody Hayes looked like he was aiming for a throat or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, he was going right for the throat, no doubt.
Yeah, not the nicest of guys. Thank you, Doug, for calling from Georgia.
Thanks, JR.
No doubt, yeah. Mike, calling from Maryland. Maybe Mike has some players. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, Happy New Year.
To you as well. Happy New Year.
JR, Al McGuire recruited this man at Marquette. 6'9", 230, you know, he had that square jaw. He played in the ABA and NBA. So in the ABA, he went at it, and he dropped Artis Gilmore with a combination. And in the NBA Finals, he went at it with Daryl Dawkins, Maurice Lucas.
With the Blazers.
Yeah, with the Blazers. You know, he protected Walton, played with Lionel Hollins. He was a powerful, powerful guy.
Yeah, I remember he went out. I forgot what happened. I remember seeing that footage. I wasn't alive, but I remember, first of all, these are not small human beings.
Right.
I hear and see a lot now because I don't want to say young people are stupid, but I do read. I'm on Instagram and see things on Bleacher Report. And some of the comments about how older players, even from 20 years ago, you know, these guys were plumbers, is some of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. Daryl Dawkins was a freak, a physical freak of nature. You did not want to see this man in an alley. You did not want to pass him in a bad mood. And he was pissed and he was ticked. And then even in that instance, that fight, they were beating the hell out of each other. They were like, it looked like a boxing match. We don't see that in the NBA anymore. These
right.
weren't small human beings.
Yep.
They weren't. And they were actually scrapping then, too. Mo Lucas was, I'm not trying to get hit by him either. Mike,
oh, no, he was a powerful guy.
No, this is, people got it screwed up. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling from Maryland.
All right, J.R.
No doubt. Yeah, NBA players, yeah, we can go back, and if you want to talk about Bill Russell and people running around and skips, yeah, you can do that. But let's not take away from the physical specimens that a lot of these athletes were. You want to know something else? They were more durable than a lot of the guys playing right now today. I don't think they get enough credit. Bill is calling up from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, love the show. Two quick ones for you. George Brett and the pine tar incident.
Oh yeah, he lost it. He went ballistic. It was pretty funny watching it.
Yeah, it was. The other one was out of a game, but it's still sports related. Was Jim Everett beating up Jim Rome?
Oh my God. Yeah, he was pushing his buttons. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pushing his buttons until his ass got pushed out onto the floor. So, you know,
table thrown on top of him, slapped down to the floor. Yep.
Yeah, that's a classic. Sometimes you got to know your limits and know when to shut up. And you know that's why me personally, and thank you so much, Bill, for calling from Pittsburgh. That's why anything I pretty much say, I'm leaving it between the lines. Unless you do something that touches or moves into the public space, like clowns who want to drive 200 miles per hour on the road that I have to live. Like, I don't care what anybody does in their personal life. I could care less, as long as you are not hurting or endangering other people. And so I why have a personal beef? For what? A waste of time, a waste of energy. It's just what it is. Susumu, before we get out of here, do you have any thoughts? Is there anything that stands out to you from anything that any of our callers said or just from your own thoughts?
I feel like there's like two different baseball instances that I remember. Like, we talked about Pedro Martinez throwing down Don Sliver. How about a year later where A-Rod and Jason Varitek got into a fight? Basically the peak of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry.
Sure.
And let's not forget, a few years ago, I believe Reds pitcher Amir Garrett got into a brawl, and I believe it was the Reds and the Pirates. I believe that it was those two teams, and they got into a massive brawl. And it all started because Amir Garrett was basically he's had it with somebody in the dugout of the Pirates, and they just lost it, had a major brawl. So I feel like there's a lot of beef, a lot of testosterone being thrown around here. And quite frankly, I don't know if that's the ugly side of sport or maybe it could be beautiful. We don't know.
No, that's just life. People going to be beefing out here. And then it gets ratcheted up when you're in heated competition. It's how it goes down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Our time here is done. I'm going to be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me, if you missed any minute of the show, by the way, you can always listen. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The show is also available anywhere that you listen to podcasts. All you have to do is search JR Sport Brief. That's also my Twitter, my Facebook, and my Instagram. I'll be back with you tomorrow, okay? Thank you to producer Susumu, and thank you to everyone who tuned in and participated in the show tonight. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap, but you shouldn't move. Don't move. Why? Amy Lawrence, she's up next. Thank you, Sus.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.